Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's my pleasure, Bruce. It's good to be with you.
As part of its June e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center advises pork producers of the accessibility of its swine disease fact sheet library. First of all, just a little bit of background. What prompted the creation of this fact sheet library, and how does this resource mesh with the mandate of the Swine Health Information Center?
Sure. Let's go way back to the beginning, Bruce, and talk about, again, the outbreak of porcine epidemic diarrhea, PED, in 2013. When that happened, we were faced with, this is PED, it's in the country, and now what are we going to do about it? And what one thing that we realized is we really didn't have enough information about PED. We didn't know its epidemiology. We didn't know what's in the literature about its epidemiology. We didn't know what was in the literature about its pathogenicity or its transmission or any of those very basic things about that virus. And so as the Swine Health Information Center came on and went through the process of forming plans of work, one of the first things that we did was learn a lesson from that lack of information about PED and tried to put together fact sheets that include that type of information about viruses initially that are on the swine disease, viral disease matrix. And that's a list of viruses that's a prioritized list of possible viruses that could get into pigs. And that's available on the SHIC website, swinehealth.org, as well as these fact sheets. The fact sheets are have the objective of making sure that we have the right information, the information that's needed, right at the hands of the veterinarians and the research right away should we get one of these new viruses or an emerging disease.
How extensive is the fact sheet library at this point? What fact sheets have been recently added, and what fact sheets that have been part of the library should producers be aware are available?
Yeah, you know, there's a variety of different ones in there. I think we have something like 25 different fact sheets in the library. They go through the swine disease matrix viral list. And they were first authored in, I believe it was 2015 to 2016. And so what we're after right now, and we've been doing this for a couple of years, just taking a look at them, but really what we found this year is that there's a variety of those different fact sheets that need to be updated. We kind of keep an eye on that, but we're doing a very intensive look at the different fact sheets to make sure they have the most current research that's in there. For example, we just released three new ones, chikungunya, meningal, and sapovirus fact sheets. And, you know, for producers, for the most part, if you have a chikungunya fact sheet, for example, a producer is probably not going to access that and read that unless there's an infection. And that's really the idea here, is to be prepared. It's not so much to get out there and tell people about this virus or that virus and what its epidemiology is, because it's not really a learning moment. The teachable moment comes when a new virus gets into our pig herds. And that teachable moment means that we have to have resources available for people to have information right then so they can find out things about public health, things about the infection, the treatments, the cleaning and disinfection. The pathogenesis and transmission, all of those things that they need to know right then to be able to act to help control any new outbreak.
What prompted the release of these new fact sheets?
What we do has gone through a systematic process this year of looking at each of the fact sheets and deciding whether they are up to date, whether they need minor revisions or whether they need a lot of revisions, major revisions. And so it's a systematic review of those compared to what the research body is out there for each of those viruses. and we look and see if they're updated. And so that's what's happened with these three. And there are a variety of others that are coming, that have come, and that are coming. So we're going through this year and making sure that everything's updated based on the research, the current research that's available.
What types of information do these fact sheets zero in on, and how are producers expected to apply that on their own farms?
Sure. The fact sheets start out with kind of a Cliff Notes, if you will, of what do you need to know right away? The public health, the infections in pigs, the treatments, the cleaning and disinfection. And with each one, and there's a number of different categories in there, but with each one of those things, it starts out with a summary. And it's just a quick cheat sheet of information about all of these things that if you have this virus that's been found on your farm, here's what you need to know right away. And then it's followed up with a full literature review, an extensive literature review where we go through each one of those categories and we provide the literature review science behind each of those categories. So it's I think it's flexible enough to meet the needs of a variety of different audiences. Producers and veterinarians have that cheat sheet right at their fingertips, and right away they know what where they can find what they need to know. Researchers and diagnosticians in the veterinary diagnostic labs will probably be more interested in the literature review and what does the science say about this piece and that piece and where should we go next. And so that's the makeup of each of the fact sheets, and that's what we're trying to provide, a flexible document that can fit multiple audiences.
How can this information be accessed?
All of the fact sheets that we have, the latest up-to-date versions, and the versions that are yet to come, are all on the swinehealth.org website. So they're easily accessible on there. They're publicly accessible. Anybody can go on the swinehealth.org, and they'll be able to find the fact sheets under the Emerging Disease Information tab.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, one of the things that we're working on now is expanding our library. And it's not just viral pathogens that are of interest. We're expanding the library to include bacterial pathogens. And so we have some bacterial pathogen fact sheets up, as well as we've developed a bacterial disease matrix list that gives a prioritized listing of bacteria that can also infect pigs and cause emerging diseases. So we're trying to expand our resources, expand our library to make sure that we're providing to producers, to veterinarians, and to researchers and diagnosticians the most information we can about the potential emerging diseases.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it's my pleasure, Bruce. Nice to talk with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.